Putting It All Together, taught by Sherry Summers. This lesson was recorded specifically for students of the American Accent course. Any reproduction of this audio in any form is strictly prohibited without the permission of AccentOnSpeaking.com.
Okay, going on to number 6. I'm starting to notice a difference in the way I speak. I'm starting to notice a difference in the way I speak. What do you think are the most important words here? Starting is kind of important because, wow, it's starting to happen. So it's kind of incredible. And notice is kind of important, but probably difference is the most important word here. So, and even speak is a little bit strong because that's a content word too, but that's not the most important word. I would probably say difference, although it could depend on the speaker's feeling a little bit. So we see the content words starting. Be careful of the A-R, R, R. The A plus a little schwa plus an R, R. I'm starting. Notice the T in that word has been softened to a soft D. Starting, starting. And by the way, that ing, some people say starting, ng-ng-ng, and some people say starting as an N. Whatever you do, don't say starting. There's no G sound in an ing. It just represents ng-ng, as in king, not king. King. So I'm starting, or I'm starting with an N. I'm starting to notice. Notice. No, be careful of the O. We have a primary stress and a weak stress. No, and then that T sounds like a soft T, followed by a schwa. Notice. Notice. Our next content word is difference. Difference. Notice how we're missing a syllable here? Difference. D-I-F-F-E-R. The E is missing from that E-R. So, difference. Way? That's another content word. Way. That's a long sound. A. A. Make sure you put in an E on the end of that A. And then speak. A little bit shorter because it's a one-syllable word that doesn't have a voice sound at the end. Speak. Speak. We take a look at the structure words. I'm. Kind of short. I'm. And then to. Starting to. To. Starting to notice. The A is also very small. I'm starting to notice a difference in, that could be pronounced as a schwa, un, and the also can be reduced a lot because that's a structure word, in the. Way I is another structure word because it's a pronoun, just shortened because it's also a long vowel sound. So let's put the da-da's in there. We go back to the structure word I'm. Da, da-da, I'm starting. Da-da-da, I'm starting. And then we have the same thing. Da-da-da, to notice. It's the same pattern. Da-da-da, da-da-da, I'm starting to notice. And then guess what? We have another pattern that's the same. A difference. Da da da. So three, da da da. We love those schwa primary schwa patterns. It's very common. So da da da, da da da, da da da. I'm starting to notice a difference. Da da da, da da da, da da da. I'm starting to notice a difference. And then this one changes a little bit. Da da da. We have a structure word, weak, weak, strong, da, 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 in the way, and then I speak, da, da. So, da, 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 in the way I speak. Da 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 da. In the way I speak. So going back to the beginning. Da 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 da. Can you keep up with that? Try it one more time. Da 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 da. I'm starting to notice a difference in the way I speak. I'm starting to notice a difference in the way I speak. So imagine what somebody would say. Hey, you know what? I'm starting to notice a difference in the way I speak. Wow, that's great. Yeah, I know. I'm starting to notice a difference in the way I speak. Okay, good. Go on to number 7. If you look at the sentence, what do you think is going to be the strongest, most meaningful word in this sentence? You're probably thinking it's problem. But I would not think it was problem. Because if there's a problem, it's probably already obvious. We know what it is. I have a question. And by the way, it's a WH question. I want to know, what did you do to take care of the problem? Okay, take care of. Take care of is very important in here because how did you handle it? How did you resolve it? What was the solution? So that's probably the speaker's biggest concern. If the idea is new and we haven't talked about the problem yet, maybe I would stress problem more. So what did you do to take care of the problem? Not the other event that was going on, the problem. So that may be a different situation. But if we're already aware of the problem, we would probably focus on that take care of. So let's do that in this sentence. So again, we notice it's a question. We notice it's a WH question. It's going to go up and then down. And it will especially go up where we're talking about the most important sounds. We look at the content words. We look at do. Do is a verb, so it's a little bit longer than most because it doesn't have any consonant at the end. But it's not the most important word. So do. And then we have take. Take. Well, it's a little bit shorter because of that k sound at the end. Then we have care. And that's a little bit longer because of that r sound at the end. Which, by the way, when you have a vowel plus an r, we really consider that to be a vowel sound. Because the r is a semi-vowel. It works as a vowel in this kind of situation. So that's why you hear words like car as being a little bit longer because it's a semi-vowel. So take care of. Okay, and we have a little bit more stress on care. There's our noun there. And then problem, two syllables, problem. Make sure that O is very short. Pra, pra. And what I mean by that, a short O sounds like ah, pra. Problem. The second syllable has a schwa. Blum, blum. So, pra is very long and strong. Blum is very weak. It's a weak syllable. Problem. Da da. Problem. We go back and we take a look at the other words. Now, what is a WH word? So, that's somewhere in the middle. What? What? Now, did is actually part of the question. So it's not really a strong verb here. It's actually part of the verb do. So what did you do? What did you do? It's kind of like saying, how are you feeling? How are you? So it's our feeling is part of a verb. Did you do? It's part of a verb. So the did is not very long and not very strong. So then we look at you, which could be you or ye, depending on your feeling. And to becomes to, and of and the become of the. So it's going to make a lot, it's going to make these words a lot faster. It's going to give it a very quick rhythm right in there. So let's go back and connect these sounds together. What did, now that's connected because the T and the D are almost the same in the mouth. So you just hold it a little bit longer and stronger. What did, now the did plus you, you could say did you or did ya, very possible. Or we could connect these sounds. The D plus the Y gives a J sound. What did you, what did you, what did you, what did you, what did you do? What did you do? Do is very important here. And then the T-O, it has a vowel sound right in front of it. We could, if we wanted, change this to a soft T. We could say duda, duda, duta, which is okay. Or duda, duda take. What did you do to, what did you do to take care of the problem? So let's replace it with some nonsense words. What did you do? Da 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 da. What did you do? Da 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 da. To take care of. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. To take care of. Da 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 da. The problem. Da da da. The problem. Da da da. What did you do to take care of the problem? Da 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 da. What did you do to take care of the problem? Da 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 da. What did you do to take care of the problem? Very common pitch. What did you do to take care of the problem? Or you might go to your boss and say, you know, boss, we had a big problem the other day. And he says, yeah, I know about it. So what did you do to take care of the problem? Okay, number 8. We look at this sentence, and what do you think we're going to stress the most? This depends on the speaker's feeling. If he wants to really emphasize location, he's probably going to emphasize U.S. If he wants to emphasize the amount of time, he's probably going to say years. 10 years. 10 is actually describing years. So this would not be a compound noun. It's simply a description. 10 years. But they're both important words. We look at the content words. We see U.S., U.S. That's an acronym, isn't it? So we start kind of in the middle, we drop down, we go up, and we go down again. U.S. U.S. The U.S. The U.S. And then we see 10. Be careful, the E is E as in egg. And years is tough for some people. Years. You can cheat a little bit by thinking of it like this. Start with an E, E as in cheese. Go to an I as in hit and feel the glide. Yeah, yeah, E plus I, yeah, years, 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 years. So if that helps, practice that for a while. 10 years. We go back and we look at the structure words. I've becomes short. I've. Ben. Ben in the United States is pronounced B, E as in egg, N, Ben. If you go to some regions, especially in Canada, you might hear bean, a long E. So in is pronounced as un, the is pronounced the. I've been in the, da 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 da. I've been in the, I've been in the U.S. I've been in the U.S. And then for is for about. The ow is just shortened. It can't be reduced. But the A in the beginning, that's a schwa. About, about, for about, for about. I've been in the U.S. for about 10 years. I've been in the U.S. I've been in the U.S. I've been in the U.S. for about 10 years. Da 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 da. Any connections here? Benin, Benin, I've been in the, I've been in the, I've been in the U.S. for about, for a, the R and the A are connected here, for about 10 years. Now, about and 10, one ends with a T, the other begins with a T. Hold that T a little bit longer. Don't open your mouth. You don't want to say about 10. About 10 is correct. About 10 years. And actually, that N and the Y are connected a little bit. 10 years. 10 years. I've been in the U.S. for about 10 years. How would a native speaker say this? So, how long have you been in the U.S.? I've been in the U.S. for about 10 years. Very common, isn't it? I've been in the U.S. for about 10 years. I've been in the U.S. for about 20 years. I've been in Canada for about 5 years. Number 9. I really appreciate your taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate your taking the time to talk with me today. All right. This would be a very polite way to talk to somebody who has agreed to interview you or to take time out of his or her busy schedule to have a conversation with you. So, I really appreciate your taking the time to talk with me today. What is probably most emphasized here? You might say appreciate, and I think that's really important. But I really want to tell you, I really appreciate it. So probably I'm going to stress, really, I really appreciate it because I want to show my emotion. I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate it. Appreciate is also kind of strong. Talk, that's what he's doing. He's talking to me. So that has a little bit of strength as well, but probably really is where we're going to emphasize. So, that's an adverb, and adverbs aren't typically stressed that much, but in this case it is. We look at some other content words. Appreciate. Da-da-da-da. What kind of pattern does this word have? Appreciate. Appreciate. Now, we start with a schwa. The next word, the next syllable, is a primary stress. It has an E sound, a pre, a pre. Then the CI, we have a secondary stress there, but listen to the sound, a pre she. That's because we have an S sound plus a Y. It's making that SH. Appreciate, appreciate. And then we finish with eight, as in graduate. Appreciate. Okay, taking. There's another content word, taking. We stress the take. The ing is not stressed. And there's no g sound at the end of taking. Time. It's also stressed because it's a content word. It's a little bit longer because of that m at the end. The time. And then talk. There's a little bit of stress there. To talk. To talk. And then today, today, where do you hear the stress? Hopefully you hear it on the day. It's not on the to, today. Okay, and we might say today, today. So we go back and look at structure words. I, really short, I really, You're. We could say you're. We could say you're. You're taking. The, that's very short. The time. To is short. Time to. Time to talk. Time to talk. And then with is very short. Talk with. Now, how about me? Is that going to be stressed? No, it's a pronoun. So just shorten that. Me. Talk with me today. Talk with me today. Okay, make sure you're stressing the day, not the to. Today. How do you feel about that word really? A lot of people feel confused about that because we've got an R and an L. And depending on your language background, that may or may not be easy for you. But you've got to remember the R, really. The tongue's coming back in the mouth. But when you make the li in really, the tongue's coming forward in the mouth. So those are two problems for some people. Really, back, forward, really. And you also need to consider the R-E-A is pronounced ri, as in a short I, as in hit. R, R. The L-Y is li, a long E. So they're two different sounds. It's not really, it's really, really. I really appreciate. You might want to practice that a lot of times. You could use that in a lot of other situations. I really appreciate your help. I really appreciate my spouse. I really appreciate the fact that you've come. Okay, so you could practice, I really like that. I'm really happy. So it's very common to say really. I really appreciate your taking the time. I really appreciate your taking the time. Da 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 da. I really appreciate your taking the time to talk with me today. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. To talk with me today. I really appreciate your taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate your taking the time to talk with me today. Number 10. Did you know that John and Melissa bought a new camera? Did you know that John and Melissa bought a new camera? It's a question, isn't it? And it's a yes-no question, so we're going to go up. Did you know that John and Melissa? Did you know? No is the content word. John, Melissa, those are content words because those are names. Bought, there's another content word. And new, and camera. What about the intonation of these? Most of these are one-syllable words. They're not that hard. For example, no. Be careful when you say no that you're putting a little oo in there. No, no. And John, be careful on this one. You see the O, but it's a short O. It's pronounced as ah, as in father. John. John. Melissa, a woman's name. Melissa. That's a typical pattern of a three-syllable name. Da-da-da. Schwa, primary stress, schwa. Melissa. Melissa. John and Melissa. John is strong and is very weak. M is weak. Li is strong. Is very weak. John and Melissa bought, there's a verb, so that's strong. Remember the B-O-U-G-H, it's not all, it's ah, In most regions of North America, it's pronounced "I" as in father, "bot," "bot." So, depending on your region, you may hear "bot," "bot." So, you'll have to really look around and see where you are to know what you should be saying there. But most people will say "bot." New, new, camera, camera. We're missing a syllable there. No E. Camera. So, the most important word in this sentence? Probably camera. Wow, it's a camera. So, we go back and we look at some of the other words. Did is very small. You is very small. We connect those together. We have did you? Did you? Did you know? Or maybe did ya? Did ya? Did you know? Did you know? And then that is very small. That, that. It's introducing a new clause, so it's very shortened. Did you know that, that? Did you know that John and Melissa? Okay, now notice I'm at the end of a tonal group there. I've raised it up because I'm being very conversational. Did you know that John and Melissa? Bought a, the A is very small, bought a new camera. Da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. Those patterns are very similar in there. Did you know that John and Melissa bought a new camera? Da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. Da 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 da. Did you know that John and Melissa bought a new camera? That's pretty common too. Did you know? Did you know? Nice connection there. Did you know that John and Melissa bought a new camera? Did you know that Jerry and Hazel bought a new car? Did you know that my friend and I are going to Texas? Okay, very common pattern there. Number 11. We take a look at this whole sentence and you see really two parts, really two different ideas. So we need to consider here where we're going to pause and how we're going to use the intonation. We also notice that we're giving a list. We have first and then later we have then. So one thing happens, another thing happens. It's kind of sequence. So we stress first, and then later we stress then because of this sequence. It's a contrast here. First this happens, next this happens, then this happens, later this happens. So we stress those words. So when we look in this, besides the contrast of the first and then, what else would be stressed here? What is an important word? Or what are important words, since really there are two different ideas here? First you have to want to do it. Then you have to just go for it. Okay, the speaker is probably really stressing the desire to do something. So you have to, because now have to becomes like a modal. It's just helping the want, helping the main verb here. First you have to want to do it. Okay, want is very strong. And then you just have to go for it. Go is very strong. Two different ideas. First want, then go for it. Now, go for it is an idiom. Maybe you've heard it. To go for it means to really try hard, to really do it. We also have a content word of do. You have to want to do it. Do is a content word. Do still has some stress. Not the most stress, but some stress. In the second half, we really don't have any stressed words other than go. When we connect these together, we hear first cha or first chu because of the T plus the Y. First cha have to. Now have to is pronounced kind of like H-A-F-T, schwa. That's what it sounds like. You have to. First you have to. First you have to. Wanna do it. The want plus the to is very commonly connected together. You get wanna. You can say want to. There's no problem with that. In fact, that's very correct. But you might hear people say wanna, wanna. I want to give you a little bit of warning here, though. Be a little more clear when you're speaking at work with your boss, with your colleagues, with your clients. If you have two choices, I would really go for a little more formal choice. Maybe not the most formal choice if you've got several choices, but a little bit more formal choice. When you're talking with your friends, you could reduce things a lot more. So if you're talking at work, you might say, first you have to want to do it. Want to do it. But if you're talking to your friends and your family, you might say, first you have to wanna do it. Okay, and then do is a little bit stressed. It is not stressed. Do it. Do it. So we have a little W sound between the do and the it. Do it. Do it. First you have to wanna do it. And then our next phrase, and then, and, it gets reduced to and. And then you just have to. And then you just have to. I want to caution you on the just. If you're having a problem with the J sound, be very careful on this one. Just. Make sure that you're putting almost a little D sound before the Y. Especially if you're a Spanish speaker, you may have a problem with this. J. Just. It's almost like sneezing. You just. Hachu. You just. You just. You just. So, and then you just have to, and then you just, da 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 da. Then is pretty strong, but the rest of it is very short, very fast. It's making the rhythm go very quickly right here. And then you just have to, da 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 da. And then you just have to go for it, for it. Connect the R with the I, and the I becomes a schwa, for it, for it. Go for it, go for it. And then you just have to go for it. So the first part is, first you just have to want to do it. Da 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 da. First you just have to want to do it. First you just have to want to do it. I'm going up a little bit because it's not the end of the sentence. First you just have to want to do it. And then you just have to go for it. And then you just have to go for it. Da 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 da. And then you just have to go for it. And then you just have to go for it. So we do the whole thing together with da da da's. Da 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 da. First you just have to wanna do it. And then you just have to go for it. So, Sherry, can you tell me how to improve my accent? Well, I have a good answer. First, you just have to want to do it, and then you just have to go for it. Okay? So, first, you just have to want to do it, and then you just have to go for it. That's what I might say. So, it's a typical American intonation pattern. And finally, number 12. Nicholas was annoyed at how the restaurant server picked up his beverage before he had finished. What do you think is the most important word to the speaker here? Well, you might say annoyed, because, oh my gosh, he was annoyed. And you might even say finished, because you can't believe that he took the beverage before he finished. So it depends on the speaker quite a bit. Let's take a look at the content words. Nicholas. That's a man's name. That's not a really typical pattern of a three-syllable name. We often hear da-da-da-t, but in this case, da-da-da-t. Nicholas. Nicholas. We have annoyed. Annoyed. You hear the stress on the second syllable. The first syllable is a schwa. It's very weak. Annoyed. Annoyed. At how the restaurant, restaurant, restaurant. We're missing a syllable here, aren't we? There's no A-U. Restaurant. It sounds like R-E-S-T-R-A-N-T. Restaurant. And then server. These days we usually don't say waiter or waitress. We often say server. What do you think is going to be stressed more? Restaurant or server? Listen, restaurant server. We're stressing the restaurant, aren't we? Restaurant server. And then picked. That's an important word. That's a noun. But look at the up. Picked up. To pick up is a phrasal verb. We're stressing the up more than picked. Beverage. Ah, we're missing another syllable. Beverage. That second E. Beverage. So bev. Bev, nice and long and strong. Ridge. That's an R and a schwa and a J. Ridge. Beverage. Beverage. Before? No, that's not. And he? No, that's not either. And had? No, that's not a content word. Finished. Finished. Be careful of the ED at the end. It's pronounced as a T because the SH is an unvoiced sound. Finished. Finished. So we go back and look at structure words. Was becomes was very, very fast. Nicholas was annoyed. Nicholas was annoyed. At is very short. At how? At how? The next sound after at is an H sound, so there's not a voiced sound after that, so we're going to leave it as a T sound, at how, but keep that T inside, at how, not at how, at how, schwa, held T, and then the H, at how, Nicholas was annoyed at how, and those very short, the restaurant, server, picked up, is okay, H-I-S, there's another structure word, but because it's the word his, we want to remove that H. You don't have to remove the H, but it's just common. Remember, you don't do that at the beginning of a sentence, but if it's in the middle of the sentence or the end of the sentence, it's common that we remove the H. So picked up is. It sounds like a schwa plus a Z. Picked up is beverage. The restaurant server picked up his beverage. Now, before, still a structure word, so the B-E is unstressed. For is just shortened. Before. In he, the H is commonly removed, so we might say before. Now, something else that's interesting is we might remove the H in had. And then change that a to a schwa because it's not a main verb. It's just a modal. So it becomes interesting. It says, before ed. That's right. Ed. Did you know that he had sounds like ed? It does a lot of times. Before he had finished. So we get Nicholas was annoyed at how the restaurant server picked up his beverage before he had finished. Okay, let's go back and put some da-da-da's in there. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Nicholas was annoyed. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Nicholas was annoyed. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At how the restaurant server, da 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 da, at how the restaurant server picked up, da da, at how the restaurant server picked up da 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 da. At how the restaurant server picked up. Picked up his beverage. Da 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 da. Picked up his beverage. Da 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 da. Before he had finished. Da 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 da. Before he had finished. Da 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 da. All right, this is a really long one. Hard to get those da-das in there. Nicholas was annoyed at how the restaurant server picked up his beverage before he had finished. I'm ending with a bit of exasperation. Nicholas was annoyed at how the restaurant server picked up his beverage before he had finished. Nicholas was annoyed at how the restaurant server picked up his beverage before he had finished. Okay, you may want to go back and try these sentences out many, many times until you feel pretty good about all of the different pieces, the pronunciation, the intonation, the intensity, the strength, the voice quality. And then when you're done, you may want to write out some sentences of your own, especially things that you often say, and go back and examine them. And go ahead and put in all of the different pieces and see if there's anything missing from what you usually do. And really, really check the rhythm. The rhythm is so important. Make sure that your pitch is going high and low where it needs to. Don't exaggerate if you don't have to exaggerate, but make sure that you're getting a nice distance between high sounds and low sounds. Make sure that you're getting a nice rhythm, very short sounds and very long sounds. This is so essential to what you're doing in the American accent. So practice the things that you say the most. What do you say when you meet your friends? What do you say when you talk to your colleagues? What do you say when you go to work in the morning or you go to school in the morning? How do you greet people? What are common questions you ask people? Really start there and examine the things that you're doing currently. And go back and take a look at the different pieces and try to put them into your own speech patterns. Because starting with something that you say again and again and again will be very useful for everything else that you say. Also, if you're giving speeches or you're standing up in front of people, this is a useful way to maybe write something down, record yourself, examine what you're doing, go back and smooth out those patterns. You could do this with reading as well. You could read something out loud, although I sometimes tend to think that reading makes things a little bit too flat. But you could try it. Read something out loud, record yourself, go back and see what pieces you're missing. Put them back in and try reading it again with the new things. These are all very good exercises. And again, my hope is that when you come to real life situations that you've had enough practice, you've had enough background, that you don't have to really, really think too much, although I hope that you think a little bit, but that you don't have to think too much about what you're doing with intonation, with rhythm. So a lot of the changes will go on in the background. It's going to go on when you're alone and when you're thinking about what you're doing and when you're thinking about what other people are saying and why they're saying it. Because when you get into the conversation, you may not have time to think about those things. And again, don't forget, it's not going to happen immediately. If you take a few years to make changes in the way you speak, that's okay as long as you keep going towards your goal. There are all kinds of little tiny things and nuances that need to be looked at in order to have a truly different accent. But if you just keep going little by little by little and really examining what you're doing compared to what the native speaker is doing, you'll see a huge difference. So keep practicing a lot, and thank you so much. Talk to you next time.